How would you say I have prepared in Spanish?
He preparado.
He preparado.
And I have reserved.
He reservado.
He reservado.
So, we have one type of I have in Spanish that we're very familiar with. That's to do with the past tense, talking about things that have already happened. But there is another. How would you say, for instance, in Spanish, I have a tango?
Tengo un tango.
Tengo un tango.
Now, this have is used for possession when you have something. So, for instance, how would you say, I have a double room with bath?
Tengo una habitación doble con baño.
Tengo una habitación doble con baño.
If you want to say, I have to, for instance, I have to go now, I have to eat, I have to leave. In the same way that the English I have is very similar to the English I have to, so obviously we have I have, where I have a dog, I have two brothers and sisters, but you can also say, I have to go now, I have to leave later. Spanish also has I have to, but they don't use to afterwards. I have to in Spanish is
tengo que.
Tengo que.
Tengo que.
Tengo que.
How would you say, I have to eat now?
Tengo que comer ahora.
Tengo que comer ahora.
How would you say, I have to eat later?
Tengo que comer más tarde.
Tengo que comer más tarde.
How about, I have to do it?
Tengo que hacerlo.
Tengo que hacerlo.
I have to do it tomorrow.
Tengo que hacerlo mañana.
Tengo que hacerlo mañana.
How do you think you would say you formal have to? You may have struggled with that, and you may have said something like tenge, which unfortunately is not correct, because have and have to are really quite irregular and unusual. So instead of being tenge for you have or you have to, instead it would be
tiene
for you have, and for you have to would be
tiene que.
Tiene, tiene que.
So, how would you say you have to do it, formal?
Tiene que hacerlo.
Tiene que hacerlo.
How would you say you have to speak Spanish?
Tiene que hablar español.
Tiene que hablar español.
How would you say you have to come?
Tiene que venir.
Tiene que venir.
How would you say you have to come this evening?
Tiene que venir esta noche.
Tiene que venir esta noche.
So again, what is I have to?
Tengo que.
Tengo que.
But just I have without the to on it, so I have in the sense of I have a dog or whatever.
Tengo.
Tengo.
And what is you have to?
Tiene que.
Tiene que.
And simply you have?
Tiene.
Tiene.
How do you think you'd say you informal have?
Tienes.
Tienes.
So how would you say you informal have to?
Tienes que.
Tienes que.
How would you say you have to come later, informal?
Tienes que venir más tarde.
Tienes que venir más tarde.
Turn it into a question. How would you say, do you have to come later?
Tienes que venir más tarde.
Tienes que venir más tarde.
How do you think you would say, you, all of you, more than one of you, have?
Tienen.
Tienen.
And you, more than one of you, have to?
Tienen que.
Tienen que.
How about they have to?
Tienen que.
Tienen que.
So again, one more time from the beginning. I have to.
Tengo que.
Tengo que.
He, she, you, formal, have to.
Tiene que.
Tiene que.
You, informal, have to.
Tienes que.
Tienes que.
You, more than one of you, have to.
Tienen que.
Tienen que.
They have to.
Tienen que.
Tienen que.
Once more, to say we have to, it will be quite different to the others. You'll find these all tend to end with a sort of mos sound. We have to is
tenemos que.
Tenemos que.
Tenemos que.
Tenemos que.
To leave in Spanish, to leave, is
salir.
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 How would you say we have to leave?
Tenemos que salir.
Tenemos que salir.
We have to leave later.
Tenemos que salir más tarde.
Tenemos que salir más tarde.
We have to leave tomorrow.
Tenemos que salir mañana.
Tenemos que salir mañana.
We have to leave this evening.
Tenemos que salir esta noche.
Tenemos que salir esta noche.
How would you say, why do we have to leave this evening?
¿Por qué tenemos que salir esta noche?
¿Por qué tenemos que salir esta noche?